WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into football season in fall, which means I get to stop by Rofo and have a pumpkin spice latte from time to time. Now the chicken palooza is over, having trouble with the peaches, and the rock and roll is about to move indoor. I could be spotted in the Midwest with Mick Jagger at some point next week, as well as Don Henley and Joe Walsh, because I have a rock and roll soul. So this segment will speak to you and me. I have I've dropped the name Hammerjack so many times on the airwaves over what will be 30 years on the air on December the 13th. It'll be my 30th anniversary. But my life prior to that was literally, and I love the movie so much, Almost Famous. It's yep. almost as though it were written about me in some way. I have never met him, but he was married to one of the members of Heart, so I'd love to have him on the program. And he also wrote Fast Times at Ridgemont High. So Cameron Crowe stands very, very high. But I'm I'm the B level. I only had the backstage pass here locally for the most part. And Hammerjacks was the centerpiece of all of it. I had Bud Becker on recently talking about what it was like to credential a 17-year-old version of me and trust me backstage with the girls and the booze and the bands. We all survived. Andy Hotchkiss is here. He is resurrecting Hammerjack. Bud Becker always did that the best. Andy, how are you? I waited a long time to get you on, man. I love the shirt. Nice shirt, dude.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited about being on the show, and I'm very excited about what we're doing up in Baltimore, what you're doing in Baltimore.
Well, let's go back to the beginning, because I was the backstage dude, the music critic. I saw it all. L.A. Guns had the best groupies. I would tell Tracy Guns that if he were here right now. A different era was resurrected as a rap bar, resurrected as Bourbon Street, resurrected somewhere else. Kevin Butler's been chasing me around for 29 of the 30 years, telling me how it was opening next week. And they were selling shirts 15 years ago in various places. I remember the sign, the auction, the city paper story. Feels like two decades ago, because it probably was. Bring me up to speed, man. I've heard so much, and I'm just trying to get it. What is Hammerjacks in 2021? Other than really, really good story, if you're a guy like me.
Right. So Hammerjacks, yes. Hammerjacks has been dormant, you know, for about 15 years now. Kevin was able to buy the intellectual property years ago, and we worked very hard, had to go through a lot of hoops, jump through a lot of different, jump through a lot of hoops to try to get everything back.
You needed lawyers, is what you're saying.
Huh?
You needed lawyers.
Yeah, well, we had lawyers. And we might have needed better lawyers, I guess. But Baltimore City can be trying at times. But there were a lot of fits, starts and fits, and a lot of every time we were making announcements, we really felt that we were ready to go. And then some other, shoe would drop and something would happen. But COVID really was what put the nail in the coffin, because there's certainly no coffin. But basically COVID came and we decided to change our direction and go more outdoor than indoor to begin with. And so basically what we're doing now is we have this massive outdoor, about 20,000 square foot outdoor venue that's a music, that would not music, but an entertainment venue, let's say. And we're starting out initially with tailgate. So we're doing, we're obviously right in the shadow of Raven Stadium, literally directly across the street from the south entrance. And we thought it'd be a great way to get back and get the name back out there officially by doing some local live bands during the tailgates and, being COVID friendly, simply because we're outdoors. So we don't really have to worry about a lot of the indoor issues. But it has been a long haul. It's been a long time. It's something that, being a third generation Marylander, unfortunately, I was, I don't mean this like a dick, but I was a part of my language, but I was a little bit too young to go into original Hammerjacks. I grew up knowing Hammerjacks, hearing Bud Becker's voice.
Well, I was going to say to you, I was on the cusp, right? So I became a music critic in 1984. I was 15 years old. I got to the Sun in 86. And right around then, they had just booked Eddie Money in the Inner Harbor Concert Hall. And, and I listened to Sarah Fleischer every day and Chris Emery. I got to rock and roll. And I wanted to go. And I was at the Evening Sun. And I was too young to get in. I was 17 years old. And They wanted the publicity. I was the only young person at the paper that wanted to cover any of the concerts, any of the Merriweather scene, Capitol Center, very, very robust. I mean, the Evening Sun in the newspaper was just like an old white guy repository. If it wasn't the Beatles, they didn't know about it. And I expressed to them, like, there was this thing happening at Hammerjacks where 1,500, 2,000 people were getting together every night, different genres of music. It wasn't all, metal music and Hairspray. Right. And, well, I mean, come on, dude. I mean, right. This is my COVID, too. I got it going back. It's my real hair, man. I don't even bleach it or anything. Back in the era, I was 17. I promised not to drink. I drank in the parking lot, but I never, until I was 21, I go back and see the head. I mean, I probably had 500 bylines from Hammerjacks alone with interviews, reviews, all of that. I was on the scene every night. And I went down there to the old spot, and it literally is like right there under the viaduct. And I drove with Billy Yerman. We grabbed a bite to eat at Mother's like 3 months ago. And we had heard the hubbub about Hammerjacks coming back. And we had a beer or two, and he's like, show me where the original one was. I really want to know. I know you know. And I literally went down there at 3:30 in the afternoon on a Tuesday. It was 110 degrees. And I had to re-step where the viaduct is above where the parking was and where the alleyway was and where the red button that I had to push to have security look down and say, oh, that's not a teenager. That's Nestor. We'll let him in. So, and every night, Coachella comes on all the time. Coachella was back there. Jill DeVille. The stories are legendary. But I'm 52. I'm 53. And I look 49.
Right. I was gonna say 40.
I'll be 53 next month. Thank you. And there's no dye yet, although Marvin Lewis keeps accusing me. But I keep showing him the gray in here that I would color this because I'm vain. But nonetheless. Back in the day, it had such a cachet, and it's never died. So the kids that are playing in rock bands and doing music that like, good music, I don't mean that band that guy grabs his testicles and screams like Geddy Lee. What's that? Come on, give me this kids band.
Oh, are you talking about like one of the new ones?
Yeah.
Fred Van Fleet?
Yeah, that's terrible. They're
pretty solid.
They're terrible. But nonetheless, kids that listen to that know Hammerjacks and the legend of Hammerjacks and the night Guns N' Roses were there and the night Ozzy was there and the night Paul Stanley was, like all of that, right? So I don't know how that translates and I don't know what it means and I don't know what kids are into these days, other than to your point, outdoor spaces, loud music, all the same stuff that we loved, but different. Right. And I don't expect Judas Priest to be coming back to your Hammerjacks. But what is the new vision for what is this going to be 3-5 years from now when it grows up, Andy?
Well, so ultimately, as you were saying, the 70s, 80s, and 90s are a different time. Like we're in a whole different world than we were back then. So it's a modern entertainment destination where people can have a good freaking time. Let's put it that way. So currently we're just doing the tailgates because the world, concerts are not really viable. You got all these concerts that go ahead and they book a show and then they have to cancel because of COVID, whatever it is. But the vision is to ultimately have outdoor concerts, have outdoor private events, and to obviously do our tailgates. And then ultimately there is going to be more phases. We do have the front building to the property, so we reversed our plan. And ultimately, we're hoping that we're bringing back the indoor and an outdoor vibe. So it's going to be all modern music. Like you said, a lot of people come up to me and they say, oh, you're not just going to have hair band, are you? Because, there's tons of people that when they hear Hammerjacks, that's what they think of. They think of just the hair band, the rock and roll. And to be quite honest, we're going to... in today's world, we're open to all genres of music. We're going to go to every single person that can sell about, 1,500 to 2,000 tickets. We're open to all types of music. I mean, we're a very inclusive, we're in Baltimore, that is a very inclusive, very welcoming city. And we are really looking to open our doors to any type of music. As long as they're going to be able to rock, we're going to let them in and we're going to let them play.
Andy Hotchkiss is here from the new Hammer Jacks, different than the old Hammer Jacks and the next Hammer Jacks, tailgating right by the stadium and telling some stories. And obviously the iconic gold, you know, electrician, electric. The amazing part about that was this: when I think of the logo, the shirt's always gold. I always think of it in orange because the sign right. that was over the freeway was on. And I can't even replicate that for my wife, in you know, who I met in 2003. I always try to piece it together when I see a picture or I see something.
Well, we have that sign.
What's that?
We have that sign, not the huge one over the highway, but we have a replica. Actually, it's the original sign that's, you know, yay big. And it actually, we were putting it up in the tailgate, and unfortunately, a box fell and broke the neon. So we're having it repaired, and that sign will be back up. It'll be in the merch booth, because like you said, I don't think we're putting it outside. If we keep it outside, somebody's going to snag that thing. You or me would. I mean, you know, like, it's such an iconic sign. But we do have that thing. It's being mended today. We're hoping to have it back in a couple weeks, and it will be that bright orange. You know, it'll be that
all
sign.
Right, well, I will come and visit that because, you know, I obviously know it's orange. So, you know what I mean? It will mean more to me than to others, you know, in all this. I look, dude, my memories of Hammer Jacks, you have to sell me. I mean, I could sit here and bleed your ears all night. As an aside, just because we're talking rock and roll, and I'm wearing my Stone Horses shirt, so get out and support John Allen, my lifer friend, and no Child's Play at the new Hammer Jack. Stone Horses at the new Hammer. Maybe a CCD reunion. We work that out. I get to try. I work on SR71. Get Mitch on the phone. See if we can tell him my hair's growing long. Maybe he'll let me come back, bring the band on. But Mike Brillhart is a true lifer friend of mine. Known him longer than I've known most people, from my homeroom in Tom Pless's class at Dundalk High School in 1982. And he was on the air in literally the DJ booth was in my homeroom in the electric shop in the south wing the north wing, south wing of Dundalk High. So yesterday, I guess September 15th, was his 40th anniversary of being on radio. And everybody knows Mike on the Bay and in playing the acoustic songs on the weekend. But I mean, he's a high school friend of mine from the 80s, early 80s. And he's celebrating all this, but people don't know that he was the eternal house DJ at Hammer Jacks. Okay. And the house DJ at Hammer Jacks was be backstage between the club and the concert hall.
Right.
And he had all of the albums. He got them all first. He knew I was the music critic. We knew each other before we were – he and I are hanging at Hammer Jacks, pinching ourselves, saying, look at the girls. How did we get from Delvale Avenue to here? We're backstage, and there's Paul Stanley. And they're the girls to follow upon. So, but Mike was always on the cutting edge of all the music and all that stuff. And I think of him, and I think of Mickey Coachella, and I think of Jill DeVille, who works at the casino across the street from where you're doing your thing, and all these lifer friendships I have. And if there's anything about it was not Cheers like the TV show from a bar standpoint. It was very frenetic. It was very crazy. There were always groupies. I never saw as much drugs as you would think. Like you would think, oh my God, the drugs in the eight.
Oh, you should hear.
No. It was more beer than drugs were in most cases. In most cases, I didn't see that element. I saw, you know, challenge 20-year-old people a little confused in life and whatnot. And every now and again, you'd see a fight. And Becker remembers that stuff way better than I do. I mean, I remember the alarm. I remember the concerts. I remember the moments. I remember the girls. I remember the interviews. I remember the unique things I saw there. And I saw a lot of unique things. But it is fascinating all these years later how music brings all of us together. It creates these memories you never, ever forget. I'll never forget what those steps look like at Hammer Jacks. I have pictures on those steps with the Smithereens and the Bodines and Debbie Harry and just all, you know, all this crazy stuff that happened there. But music is such a, and especially with COVID, for people that love music, dude, I'm not kidding about getting on a plane and going to St. Louis next week to see Mick or going to Omaha, Nebraska and seeing the Eagles. Don Henley said something at the Eagles concert 2 weeks ago at the end, just talking about losing artists and losing Charlie Watts. And they dedicated Best of My Love to Charlie Watts. And he said, see him while you can. And I thought, Yeah, you better see him while you can. And there's something I've learned. You're smoking while you got them. See him while you can. Hammerjacks ain't forever. The bands ain't forever. But man, music, you know, when you, anytime you bring people together in music, it creates memories you never forget.
Right. 100%. I mean, and that's what, you know, that is sort of the heart of Hammerjacks is the music. I mean, Hammerjacks was started initially on Charles Street, and it was just a bar. It wasn't even music. And then it expanded.
It was the one place Louis could play AC/DC and right. 80 people would show up in 1979. Right?
Right. So yeah. And music to me, I mean, music has always been a huge part of my life. I mean, you know, there's songs that you can hear on the radio, you play and it immediately takes you back to when you were, you know, you were 8, you were 12, you were 10, you were 15, you were 21. And it's, music is such a big part of, you know, healing. It's such a big part of everybody's life. Or if it's not, then I don't know what you're doing with your life. But ultimately, music is such a, it's got such a connectivity and it's got such a great pull to it that, you know, that's what's so exciting about music and being in Baltimore is that sort of my feeling is that, you know, talking about the future, like music makes people travel. Right. So if we go ahead and we get these, we start getting our bands next year in when the world is right and we start bringing, you know, getting people's favorite bands back, people are going to travel to Baltimore City to see their band. Right. Everybody travels to see their band. And it's our job to show them a hell of a time. Obviously not a 70s or 80s time. I mean, that's it. We get canceled and arrested immediately. But it's our job to show them a great time in downtown Baltimore so that they feel safe, feel good and want to keep coming back because people travel for music. I mean, we're right off of 95. We can grab people all up and down the East Coast to come and see their favorite bands.
Look at these memories, man. The Black Crows, right? Like, I mean, okay. I've got a million of these because I went through. There's Louis Principio, my best friend in the world, Kevin Eck, professional wrestling. And there's the great Debbie Harry, you know? So like this is in front of the vault. This is where they kept the money and the beer in here. That's right. Mike Peters from The Alarm back. There's my Hammerjacks backstage pass, man. So, you know,
yeah, you looked a little different back then, huh?
Here we go. There's Stash. You know Stash from 98 Rock.
And, yeah, of course.
There's Steve Kitchis. This was Louie's wife at the time. Bud Dry. You know that's an old
He's amazing.
And there is the great Sam Kinison, who once signed an autograph to me, to Nestor, F you, Sam Kinison.
Right.
Here I am with the guys from the Smithereens up on the steps. That's Pat DiNizio, the late, great Pat DiNizio. Jimmy Babjack, still one of my best friends, playing down at Ramshead Annapolis next month with the Smithereens and Dennis Dykin. And these are people still in my life, bro. So not Sam Kinison anymore, but.
That's what music does. It brings people together and keeps them together. I mean, there really is nothing better than going out and seeing a show with the people you love. And then honestly, you end up meeting people and you have the great experience. People you don't even know when you're at a show or, in our case, tailgates at this point where there is live music. But in those situations, you end up, you know, everybody sort of puts their guard down. Everybody's there to have a good time. It's not a stuffy situation. So you end up having experiences that are things you can remember and things you enjoy.
Tell me about the tailgate and Chiefs game. And then obviously beyond, we have a couple of home games in October working the kinks out. What's it going to be? 3-4 hours before the game? When do you open? What can we expect when we get there?
Well, yeah. So like this, we're actually opening pretty early on this 8 o'clock game for the Chiefs. So we're opening at 11:30, doors open. You can buy tickets at hammerjacks.com or you can buy tickets when you walk up. It's very $7 ticket. Very easy to get in. We'll have live music,
That's your dog. 20. I love dogs. Dogs make the program better. Listen, I didn't mind it even before COVID, but once the kids started coming onto the green screens with the CNN anchors and stuff, I'm all good, man. I mean, as long as you don't stand up, you're not wearing pants, everything's cool on our Zooms here.
I have shorts on.
And I did see that at Hammerjacks. I saw a rock star run by naked. Yeah, I mean, and it wasn't Flea from the Chili Peppers because they were too busy playing Painter's Mill.
So. He is always naked, except for his sock, obviously.
So you never saw a show at Hammerjacks?
Huh?
You never saw a show at Hammerjacks?
I never saw a show at Hammerjacks, unfortunately. I was a little too young. I can't, you know, actually, knowing it now, I could have gotten it, right? Because it was, from what I understand, a relatively easy get into Hammerjacks.
Yeah, you need my ID. You look like me here.
Right. But unfortunately, I never went. But I, grew up, I mean, you know, it's funny, even somebody like myself who was a little bit too young, I was born in 77. So I was sort of like,
so were you a 930 club guy or what were you?
Oh, like, yeah, yeah. I've been a 930 club hundreds of times. I've been,
but not the old 930 club that predated you too, right?
I actually did see a couple shows at the old 930 club.
And I saw Lenny Kravitz there one night. And I saw Live there one night. I was a big Live fan.
Yeah, I love Live. It's fantastic.
Man, every time I have Ronnie Furman on from Max's, I call it Max's on Broadway. It's only been called Max's Tap House since like 1993. Right. But, you know, he used to bring incredible acts there, you know, and David Cassidy and Danny Bonaducci. I drank with them upstairs one night there back when I was a music critic. So, I mean, the shows and the art and the memories and all of that. I hope we get it back to that. And certainly COVID screwed everything up. I mean, even the Ravens, this is such a momentous thing with this Chiefs game, despite Ronnie Stanley and all of these home games after being stuck at home, the Orioles' general awfulness. Not general, overall awfulness.
Right.
But for trying to resurrect things and bring the city back to life and trying to bring people together, at this point, the Ravens are the shot for that, right?
100%.
To bring people downtown, show people a good time. I don't know how the game's going to go for any of these games. I don't know how the season's going to go. But I do know we love football. We've had a great tradition here with football. And you're marrying Hammerjacks to something where people do go 60,000-70,000
right.
strong a bunch of times to, and also the casino. I mean, I know the casino's maligned and it hasn't been what people thought it was going to be. The plague hasn't been what people thought it was going to be either, but there is going to come a point for the resurrection of this city. And I believe in this as Baltimore Positive that it's going to be pieces and parts that come back together. And it's going to be people like you investing in it, bro. Really?
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I mean, that's always been our vision. I mean, you got that casino, and unfortunately, it's disconnected from a lot of other things. You got the two amazing stadiums right there, but there really is not much else around it. And so people like myself.
It's all that golf thing going in, right?
Top Golf is going in, yep. Yeah. Right across, like, right, you know, one building over from us. And that whole area, one of the things we had to wait for initially was this thing called Transform Baltimore, which rezoned the whole area. So a lot of the uses that you would want there were historically not allowed. It was all industrial. When Transform Baltimore went through in June of 2017, it rezoned that whole area. So now between
a lot has changed down there. People haven't been for a football game. Casino was closed. Like I live here. This is where I live. This picture's out my window. This is my bedroom window, literally, right? So I look out the window and see cranes everywhere. We talked about that last week on our Maryland Crab Cake tour. We were at the Chaucer in Highland Town. I talked to Zeke Cohen and Heidi Daniel and other guests looking out from the second floor. You can see the cranes in Port Covington and over toward Dundalk and Canton and in other areas. There is development. I see this Top Golf shell going up when I came back from the airport the other morning from Las Vegas. And I knew I was having you on, and I looked over and I peer in to see if the casino's there. And there's Royal Farms, my sponsor, right across the street. So, you know, a little chicken. And I'm trying to get the action to say, all right, you know, and let's envision this thing coming back to life in the next 5 to 10 years. Who's going to be a part of it? How's it going to happen? And it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be easy. It's never easy for any. It's never easy after a plague. But we have this investment. Listen, I've been talking all day about what we're going to do with Harbor Place. You know, like, how do we make that a park? How do we make that a usable space again?
Right.
And you're talking about, like, I hadn't been down in a while, Andy. By the way, Andy Hotchkiss here from Hammerjacks. We're talking about his tailgate parties and football in the city and lifting the city. My wife loves animals. I love animals. We wanted to do something nice for the Barks people, and we had some giveaways to give to them, and we give a lot to Be More Humane as well. Love you, Kate, Chris. Both my cats came from Be More Humane. But Barks is in the neighborhood, and my wife wanted to donate some blankets and this stuff, you know?
Right.
And we drove down to Cherry Hill and saw the new facility, and that's beautiful and wonderful and incredible. But then what happens is that space that so many people have gone down and loved animals and given to animals, the Orioles, the Ravens, show your soft side. I've done all of that stuff, right? But that piece moved, and that area was clearly the last place on earth anybody ever put anything, right? I mean, bus station, like all of that off of 95. It was sort of the place that time forgot, much like lots of blighted areas. It wasn't even blighted. It was just forgotten. That how do you pump life into it? You need industry, man. You need people. You need ideas. You need money. And you need it to work. You need it to work.
And I'm actually now the president of the Carroll Camden Business Association, which is actually that that entire swath of land south of the stadium. And you know, we're working hard to bring modern industry back to that area. I mean, it's got all fundamentally, it's got everything you should have. I mean, it's really got.
Yeah, doesn't Baltimore have that though? I mean, you know how many times I've had that conversation, bro,
yes.
That we have location, 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 water, 95, DC, New York, Philadelphia, airports, the beach, the mountains. I just ate 42 crab cakes in 30 days across 23 counties in the city. This is the most beautiful effing place ever. And we should really, I've been,
you know,
all over
Maryland, honestly,
and now I've been all over Maryland, and Maryland does not suck.
No, Maryland does not suck. But I will tell you, I always say that Wire, the show The Wire, nationally destroyed us. That show came out and people just all of a sudden started seeing Baltimore a different way. You know, but I agree with you. I mean, that's why we're so excited about Baltimore. Baltimore fundamentally, and yes, you're right. Everybody's been saying it for a long time. And, you know, unfortunately, there's, you know, we just need to get everybody to play together and to rise all boats ultimately. And that's, you know, that's, you know, we love where we are. We love our neighbors and all the businesses in the industrial Carroll Camden area of the Pigtown Association. I go to Pigtown meetings every month. That's a fantastic neighborhood. If you haven't been there in a while, go check it out. You know, it just takes a little bit of time. If anybody can tell you, because like you said, we've been talking about doing this forever and I thought we'd get it up in a couple of years and, you know, silly me, right? But, you know, it takes people, like I was saying, I'm a third generation Marylander, and it takes people that actually really care, not just care because, oh, I'm going to invest in this area and make it good. You know, you need people who really love and care about what Baltimore is and what Baltimore can be and has the stick-to-itiveness. Because all the crap that we've been through, you know, all the everything that, I mean, we're not going to get into that. I don't want to.
I get into it every day, dude. Yeah. I had through Vignaraj on this morning talking about 9 shootings and 4 deaths the other day.
Dude,
4
yeah.
kids.
Well,
right?
Not only that, just like, you know, that issue, but all the other, like, there's political stuff, there's this stuff, there's that stuff, like everything that we've had to go through. Like, if I was just a developer from out of town thinking I was going to do something here, I would have given up years ago. Right. And unfortunately, I think that happens with a lot of people. That's why it's really awesome to have the local people that come in and really understand what it can be and really care about making it that. Not to make a buck, but to make it because you care about the area. And at the end of the day, we are business people. We do want to make, you know, I got a family to feed. We do want to make some money. But, you know, this is much more important to me than making money. This is something that I truly feel can be a lightning rod along with Top Golf, along with the other things that are being built over there to really bring people back to the city and show them whatever The Wire showed you, that's bullshit. Pardon my language. Again,
that's fine.
I don't know what we're allowed
it
to say.
It is bullshit. I walk through the city every day of my life. I live here. I love it here.
I mean, it's amazing. You walk through the city and you're just like, how awesome is this neighborhood? How amazing are these row homes? You know, and the great thing about it, we have a love letter to Baltimore in the venue. And the one thing we say is that Baltimore, I don't know exactly how we say it, but, you know, Baltimore covets its local, but welcomes its arms to everybody. And like Baltimore's one of those towns that you can see all different types of people really enjoying themselves together. You know, it may not have been that way historically, but nowadays it really is a very diverse and open city. And you see all types of people up and down every spectrum. Right. Like there's a spectrum and everybody's on, like, whatever the spectrum of Baltimore is, we got people on every part of it.
Well, I spent the morning talking to Ron Cassie from Baltimore Magazine about redoing Harbor Place, which is literally in front of my home. It's the other side of my home here. Right. I can switch my Zoom for you here and put myself at the other end of my facility here and say, all right, here I am now that this is the other side. Right.
Right.
So, or over here at least. So, but places don't have this. They don't have deep water.
No.
And it looks like this. They don't have the history that we have here.
And growing up, like I used to go to the harbor. We used to go there all the time and have the best time. Our aquarium is amazing, right? The aquarium is absolutely amazing. And that whole harbor place, you know, like that place used to be such a vibrant, amazing place.
So you were 15 when the Orioles moved to Camden Yards. You know, that always puts it into perspective for me as to how your eyes would see it. I was 24. My eyes saw it not too dissimilarly to what you were seeing, but I never thought it would come to the Orioles having 3,000 people. There would be no Hammerjacks, that the football team would be enduring a plague, a knee, people not wanting to come downtown, the crime in the city, like all of these things that have weighted us down. There comes a point where every Cleveland, every Detroit, every Cartagena, you know, they turn around. You know, Medellin turned around, you know. So
and we're hoping that, you know, we're doing everything we can to help that. I mean, that's important to me. I mean, Baltimore, like look outside, look behind you. How beautiful is that?
They don't have this in Omaha.
No, they do not. They don't have it many places.
And I'm going to Omaha next week to make sure they don't have it, just so you know.
Well, Andy Hotchkiss, honestly, there's not many places that have that. There's just not.
I've been around the world. There's Hong Kong. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, there's
somewhere in Australia.
Yeah, there's a couple of places. Australia doesn't look like this. It's more like California, to be honest with you. Andy Hotchkiss is here. He's been around the world as well. He's bringing Hammerjacks back to life. You can participate before this Ravens game or any Ravens game down the line. Stop down, you know, see the rock and roll, have a beer, listen to some tunes, go to the game, and we'll hope for a bigger, better day. Andy, I appreciate the support and the inside information and all this stuff. I will definitely come down and have a beer with you at some point. I don't know if it'll be the first game, but it'll be in October for sure. I'll be coming down and
Well, to get back to your other question, if anybody has questions about, you know, it's 1300 Russell Street, literally on the corner of Russell and Ostend. Anybody can go online to hammerjacks.com and check out all the information. You know, you can buy tickets in advance. You can show up. We're going to have live music every game, whether it's Sunday, Monday, or Thursday. We do have varied starting times depending on when the game happens, right? So, like, we're opening at 11:30 for this game, which is a tiny bit early, but we're ready. We're excited, right?
Well,
so
afternoon game, people come downtown early. Or evening game. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So, the 1 o'clock games are a whole different animal.
Yeah, 1 o'clock will open at, like, 9:30, you know. So, the times are varied depending on when the game is. But, you know, we're going to show you a good time. We want to show you a good time. We're quintessential Baltimore. We got the name. And we're going to do everything we can to bring people back into the city. That's what's important to us.
Tell me how cold the beer will be.
It'll be very cold.
All right, I'm in. That sounds like Hammerjacks was back in the day.
Well, and we've got two of our signature drinks. We got the Pigtown Purple Punch, which is game day vodka and a concoction that we put together. It's a purple drink, the Raven drink.
I've been hearing about this game day vodka. I got to get me some of that.
Yeah, it's new. They're blowing up. And then we've got a Hammerjack Spike Tea, which it's one of the only things I drink is iced tea and vodka. And so we have our own Hammerjack iced tea that you can get very cold. You don't even need it on ice. You can get it on ice. But, you know, come on down. Enjoy the time.
I'm too old for all that, man. You know, I'm getting over the hill now. I'm a beer and a crab cake now. Just turn the music up. That's what I say, man.
Okay. Right. Well, and also we've got, you know, in regards to food, we have Cooper's Tavern that's doing our food with out of a food truck. And we've got Crossroads Bistro out of Sparrows Point. And we've also got Little Havana.
So Pat's bringing his burgers down?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, burgers and beer, winner, done, over. You know, I mean, you can drink the iced tea and all that. I'm all for vodka. I'm just, you know, I'm just feeling like a burger and a beer before the game. That's all. That's for me.
Hey, you be you. That's what we're all about.
You do orange crushes?
We do orange crushes.
All right, that's more me. On a Sunday morning, that's more my vibe. Okay, good enough. Andy
Hotchkiss
is here.
You can also get a Bloody Mary if you want it.
That's my wife with the celery stick and like all that. The olive. He is bringing Hammerjacks back to life before games. Make sure you're checking them out and everything that they're doing. I'll be telling you more about that as we get into the season around here. Lots and lots of things, lots of crab cakes. At Costas with Johnny O on Friday, on Sunday, before the game at 11 a.m., I will be at Wise Market to Fullerton with Rob Santoni eating $6 signature crab cake. And I've been told to be completely honest on the $6 signature crab cake, and I've been very honest that I'm not Gucci about my crab cake, so I will eat every crab cake in front of me, and I will pass judgment harshly and accordingly, and with saltine and cocktail sauce and tartar and mustard nearby. just in case.
As you should. We need, you know, Maryland needs to make sure the crab cakes.
Where's
stay
your crab
up.
Cake place, dude?
Well, there's a place out in Lanham that
Go
has
ahead.
The crab bar. Huh?
Oh, that's Jerry's. I've been there. Yeah. I had him on a show last month. Yeah, great guy, man.
Yeah, Jerry's is that's where we, you know, we that's where we'll get our crab cakes.
Okay, so
I mean, unfortunately,
you know the secret.
Being, you know, I don't. I'm one of those guys that won't eat crab cakes out of Maryland. Like everybody says, they have crab cakes, and it's like,
you know what that
no,
makes you?
No,
that makes you a Marylander.
Huh?
That's what that makes you a Marylander.
Yeah, it makes me a Marylander. 100%.
Yeah, yeah. So Jerry's, he puts triple yolk mayonnaise in it. That's
that
the secret. So he gave me, so I've been in a lot of kitchens, brother. I've learned a lot about Asian crab meat and, you know, little restaurant confidentials and all that. Hey,
right.
Man, we'll see you before the game. Appreciate you coming on, bro.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Andy Hotchkiss joining us here from Hammer Jacks. You can find me anywhere the internet is served on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, over 100,000 people each and every day glued to this zany activity in various ways, including the Maryland Crab Cake Tour and our friends at the Maryland Lottery for sponsoring that. We're going to have the full schedule moving your way, moving the tour around Baltimore, chatting neighborhood to neighborhood, started things in Highlandtown last week at the Chaucer, on to Dundalk and Costas, and coming soon to a town near you, hon. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.